This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Hey, I'm Sarah Bivens.
And I'm Matthew Bivens.
And this is the Doing It at Home podcast, the only podcast dedicated to empowering, loving, and honest conversations around home birth. What started as a fun way for us to document our own home birth journey has turned into a platform for sharing birth stories, resources, and education with the goal of empowering mamas and families to make the birth decisions that work best for them.
Plus, we get into the antics, breakdowns, and breakthroughs of our own experience of marriage and parenthood.
All right. You ready, babe?
Yep. Let's do it, mama.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Doing It at Home podcast. Today, we have a birth story for you. We are chatting with Shantae Newman about the birth of her son, Eamon. And let me just ask this. Any mamas out there, can you relate to ups and downs, emotional stuff through the pregnancy journey and process? Anybody? Well, if you raised your hand or if you nodded your head or if you gave a exuberant hallelujah, this is a great episode for you because Shantae just breaks down for us all of the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows, and she's so real with it and honest and sweet, and I just really appreciate her sharing her journey. The fact that she and her husband Patrick were finishing school, opening up a chiropractic practice, moving, and also preparing for a baby, all kind of in this storm together, is just really inspiring. And her birth story is so beautiful. I don't want to give too much away, but she does describe it as the perfect night. And Eamon is a December baby, which I am too. So what up, December babies? And we also talk about the postpartum period and what mamas can do, some tips, some advice, some of Shantae's experience in how you can take care of yourself as you navigate this new territory of caring for a newborn and then also yourself. So, you know, just some of that postpartum conversation that's so important. Real quick, before we jump into Shantae's amazing birth story, I have to give a shout out to today's sponsor, and that is Milk and Honey. Milk and Honey is a breast milk jewelry company, and not just any breast milk jewelry company, a company founded by a Doing It at Home mama, Maria, from episode 18, way back in the day. So go listen to that episode if you haven't already. But Maria and her friend Megan started Milk and Honey together as a way to provide for their families, show their daughters the value of hard work, and to really be in a space of your passion and your gifts, and to create something beautiful for people, especially mamas, to commemorate the breastfeeding journey, which can be such a huge thing in and of itself. I'm in the process of actually moving out of that, weaning, and for me to have a milk memento, as I like to call it, this little magical milk memento to represent that time in my life, that connection I've had with Maya, it is extraordinary and it makes me really emotional to think about it. But I have their classic round ring, and you can go to their website, milkandhoney.jewelry, to check out all of their options from necklaces to earrings. And here's the cool thing, the milk doesn't have to be fresh. So any of you mamas out there with freezer bags hanging out and you've been done for a while, you can use those. They can also use dehydrated or encapsulated placenta and locks of hair to include in any of the pieces that you want. So go to milkandhoney.jewelry to check out what they've got going on there. And if you use the code DIAH, that's DIAH, you'll get 15% off of your order. So go do that right now. Check out what they've got going on there. Okay. Shantae Newman's birth story. Here we go. You guys are going to love it.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Hello, Shantae. Welcome to the podcast. How are you?
Hi there. I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. We're so excited that you're here hanging out with us. We're excited to hear your home birth story. And we also love the fact that there's some connections between us. And you know one of the moms and families who've been on the show before, Zach and Jessica Thomas. So that's super cool.
Yeah, definitely. They're good friends of ours. We met them through chiropractic school.
That's awesome. Love it. Love us some Cairo families and Cairo babies. So tell us, Shantae, a little bit about you and your family and where you're from and what you're doing.
Yeah. So my husband and I are both chiropractors. We currently live in upstate New York. We went to chiropractic school down in Marietta, Georgia, and lived there for about 5 years. And we practiced down there for almost three quarters of a year. And then we were starting to miss our family and decided that it was time for us to make our way back to upstate New York. And we were also considering starting a family of our own at the time. And then I found out I was pregnant. And it was just perfect timing. So we practiced in Vinings, Georgia for a little bit. And now my husband's still practicing up here, but I'm taking some time off to be with my newborn. He is 3.5 months old now, and he's doing great.
Oh, that's so cool. That's so awesome.
Get the new baby smell.
I know. Oh.
Yeah.
Just snuggle him. So did you know from the beginning that you would go home birth?
So I was first introduced to home birth actually through Dr. Jeannie Ohm. I was starting to take her certification during chiropractic school. And I had her seminar was the first one. So she was showing us home birth videos, talking about it, talking about her own experience. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. This is wonderful that this is an option for women. I had no idea because no one in my family really ever talked about that. You know, it was the normal thing to have a baby in a hospital. So that sparked my interest. And, you know, I knew that it would be a while before we would decide to start having kids. It all of a sudden became part of my my know-abouts, and I just wanted to know more.
Wow. So what was your process of learning more? What were the things that you exposed yourself to and absorbed?
So started to look into documentaries. I found certain podcasts, including yours. I was reading a book by Dr. Jen Floriani, Well-Adjusted Babies, which has been a great resource for me throughout preconception to pregnancy and postpartum. That has been an amazing resource. So just trying to read as much as I could. And if I you know, basically find a list on all of these things, pregnancy, labor, and birth related. And if I didn't know something on that list, I wanted to just investigate more so that I was fully conscious of every decision that I was making.
I love that phrase right there, fully conscious of every decision that you're making. That's something that Matthew and I were just talking about earlier today, actually, when we were talking about home birth and why you choose any route really for your birth, but just to be conscious, aware, informed, educated, supported, all of those things can just really make a huge difference as far as your overall experience goes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what were Patrick's feelings about home birth when you guys first started having those conversations?
He's always been open to it. I think he has always been supportive of me and my goals. You know, ultimately we make our decisions together, and I think it was a little bit easier for me. I know some couples, you know, if one is exposed to something, the other one might not be on the same page. But I think the fact that we were both, you know, in chiropractic school and starting to learn about, you know, alternative options and the standard medical route, he was more open to that. So yeah, that part was nice and easy for me. So I'm glad that we didn't struggle with that at all.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And do you know if he did any educating himself or read any books or watched any documentaries, anything specific to home birth?
We actually started to read Well-Adjusted Babies, the book, together. So he was, you know, hearing Dr. Jen's birth story and some of the topics, you know, brought up in her book. So he let me do my thing. And, you know, if I read something or if I wanted to show him things or even show him, you know, YouTube birth videos, he was completely open to that. So yeah, he was definitely hooked and he was ready for it.
That's awesome.
So you mentioned before we got on this call, actually, when we had some email correspondence, that you had some ups and downs of pregnancy emotions. Could you share a little bit of what that was? Because I'm sure that's something a lot of mamas can relate to.
Yeah, absolutely. It was quite a changing time for me. You know, for one, I was finishing school. I had been out of school or been in school for about 9 years, and then, you know, starting to practice down in Georgia, not having my family. But, you know, we felt like we needed the support of them, just the, you know, that loving affection and, you know, wanting our child to grow up around their cousins and their grandparents and whatnot. So that was just, the first struggle a little bit. And then moving was quite a task. You know, we had all of our animals that we had to, you know, lug into our moving truck, and getting up here, it took us a few days. So that was a little bit challenging. Just starting to experience how my body was changing and preparing my mind. You know, I'm going through a transformation here, not only physically, but I'm going to have a newborn and our lives are going to be completely different. Me and my husband have been together for just over 10 years. We just celebrated 10 years, pretty much as I was giving birth, like a week later. So that was pretty cool. But yeah, I think it was just this trying to get over in my own mind that, you know, and prepare that I was going to be somewhat of a different person, that my husband and I were going to have somewhat of a different relationship, and how are we going to get through that? And just all of these questions in my mind, you know, and that was kind of hard for me at times. And, it was emotional, you know, but luckily I had so much support from Patrick. So that was really great. And, you know, the support of other women, you know, I reached out to my friends who've already had kids, and I kind of asked them, you know, certain ones had home births and I wanted to prepare my mind for that whole experience too. So yeah, just, it was just such a time of change.
Yeah, I get that. And it really sounds like for you, one of the biggest pieces was community. You know, having the support in Patrick, having other mamas and friends and extended family, like people that you could reach out to and share things with. And sometimes you just want to share for the sake of sharing. Sometimes you do want feedback, you do want solutions, but having people that you can go to and kind of serve any one of those needs is so important.
Definitely.
Wow. So let's talk about birth. Let's talk about those last couple of days of pregnancy and leading into when you realized it was birthing time. What was going on?
I actually had my son when I was just over 41 weeks pregnant. And it's funny because I, you know, seeing pregnant mamas myself, you know, through practice, I would tell them, you know, normal gestation is between 37 and 42 weeks. So don't even think about the due date. It's an approximate date, all that. And sure enough, myself, as soon as I went past that 40 weeks, I was like, oh my God, am I ever going to have this baby? And I started to have doubts and all that. But yeah,
like, where's
it's just
this
funny
baby?
How you get in your own head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So yeah.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
But leading up to it, I started to have some Braxton Hicks contractions back in, you know, first I'll tell you, I had them on December 14th. So, you know, I was due on the 7th of December, and I started to have Braxton Hicks contractions in November. So even before Thanksgiving. So at that point I was like, okay, we really need to prepare our home and get everything ready. I was planning on having a water birth. And I knew what room I wanted to have it in. And so just making sure it was decorated with the lights and everything. My goal was to have a Christmas tree and for me to give birth there next to the Christmas tree and have candles and everything like that. And
I love that so much. Yeah. I'm a December baby, and December is my favorite. And I also love Christmas. So all of that just sounds amazing.
That's awesome. That's great. Yeah. So, so first actually I had to find a midwife. So I got up here, like I said, when I was 10 weeks pregnant, and I found a midwife, and I actually chose her to do home birth, but she also had hospital privileges. So in the beginning, you know, me stepping onto this like unknown territory still, I've never given birth before. I don't know what it's like. I don't know if there's going to actually be something, you know. I was still in that mindset, like, my goal is to have a home birth, but just in case, if I need a hospital transfer, I want to have somebody on my team that can still carry out all of the plans that I originally had. So that's ultimately why I chose her. And she was amazing throughout the whole thing. She, you know, agreed and was just so great with every decision that I made. I had one ultrasound at 20 weeks, and that was just the anatomy, which I don't know necessarily if I needed to have that done, but who knows? My goal was just to have minimal intervention and minimal poking and prodding. But yeah, so I saw her throughout the rest of my pregnancy and some postpartum. And the labor started, it started on December 13th. It was a Wednesday, and my husband and I, we just went out to dinner that night, and it was kind of late. It was around 7:30, and we stopped at the store, got some food just for the fridge, keeping it stocked and everything for me. And, you know, always rushing to the bathroom. I rushed into the bathroom, sat down on the toilet, and my water broke. And that was, yeah, mm-hmm. That was 8:30 PM. And it was an amazing feeling and sound. I just didn't know what that was going to be like. So that was pretty significant, and I was so excited. I called in Patrick, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, I think it just happened. I heard it, kind of felt it." And so he's like, "All right, let's call the midwife. Let's get her on the phone and see what she says." And so we got a hold of her, and she was actually on the road already, coming from a home visit checkup. And she said, "Yeah, sure, I'll stop by. You know, I'll see what's going on. I'll check things out, and we'll just kind of hang out for a little bit." And so she did that. She came over. She was here within like 5 minutes. And actually, in the time that I was on the phone with her, I started to notice some changes and feeling like I had to pause in between each sentence. And I was like, "All right, I think this is happening here. I'm starting to finally feel changes." So that was exciting. That was really exciting. So she got here, and we were just having a conversation in the kitchen, and I think she was just trying to study me and see, you know, how am I doing, and how fast is this going to pick up, you know? And she's like, "Well, let's go back in the back room on the couch, and you know, we'll hang out." She's like, "Likely you won't have this baby until tomorrow afternoon. I mean, this is the first time labor and birth, and most of the time I just check on the parents, tuck them in for bed, they go to sleep, try to get as much rest as they can, and then I come back in the morning." So it didn't really work out that way. So she noticed that my contractions were starting to pick up, and my water just continued to break more. I was sitting on the couch, and it was just flowing. So that was interesting, because I thought, you know, water breaking, I thought it was just going to be, you know, one time deal over the toilet. That was like the perfect spot, but no, it kept coming.
I didn't know that it could keep coming. Wow.
Yeah. Well, for my case, it did. So that was interesting. And she said, "All right, you're having this baby tonight. I'm not going home."
What was that like when she said that?
Yeah, when it became very real.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing too. It, like, every moment just became more and more real to me. And I was so excited, and still so many questions in my mind, even, you know, after all of the research I had done and getting to know birth so well, as much as I could without actually experiencing it. But yeah, that was crazy. And I was just ready. And I felt like we had everything that we needed, you know, it was just the perfect night. So, perfect timing. And yeah, so we hung out on the couch a little bit. I started to feel everything pick up more. She was encouraging me, telling me that I was doing great, that I was controlling my breath well. And, I mean, Patrick was there supporting me. He was getting everything ready. You know, I guess I was not really paying attention to him, thankfully, to everything that he was doing. You know, he was already prepared. We had a text that we wanted to send out to close family. You know, Shantae's in labor. She's doing great. I can't come to the phone right now, but I just want you to send her positive thoughts and, you know, all that stuff. So that was important to us, because it was only my husband, the midwife, and her assistant present at the birth. So yeah, he was getting the candles ready and getting the Christmas tree plugged in and the music going and essential oils and all that stuff. But he was great. So I labored on the couch, and I was basically using any sort of structure as like my somehow how I would transfer my energy. You know, the intensity that I had, I would just hold on to something like a wall or like an end table, like the legs of an end table, and that helped me to get over, you know, each wave, as I like to call it. The midwife that I had, she actually told me, she's like, when you have these contractions coming in, take them in and ride it as if it's a wave. Try to, as if you're surfing, you're climbing as fast and as hard as you can to get to the top of that wave. And then once it's there, you just ride it out and you'll get back to, you know, that those moments of bliss and that preparation for the next one. And it was absolutely true. Those moments were so restorative for me. And, you know, I'm thankful that I was recognizing that and present with that the whole time. So
that's beautiful. We hear about that often, you know, the wave riding and that visualization. I think it's so powerful, and that's awesome. I appreciate you sharing it in that detail too. So I'm sure there are mamas out there, you know, writing notes or thinking about their own surfing experience that's coming up.
Yeah, definitely. I continued to do that. And we had the, you know, it was very dark in our room, the room that we had him in. And my husband actually, he had to blow up the birthing tub. And that was, I think, the most challenging point in the laboring process, because I didn't want to hear this, you know, loud, annoying sound.
Yeah. Wow.
And that was, it was just taking me kind of like out of my focus, you know, a little bit. And so the midwife was like, it's fine. He'll be done with it soon. You know, just keep to yourself over here. You'll be okay. And he got it blown up and I was fine. And, I actually had him, I didn't make it to the tub, because he came very fast. Like I said, the room was dark. It was kind of cave-like. The midwife and her assistant were actually out in the kitchen having a cup of tea, and my husband was just in there supporting me. That was kind of like the space that we wanted to create. It was just like, you know, our midwife is kind of our lifeguard. You know, she's there to help or guide us based on her experience and whatnot. But ultimately, I really wanted this to be about, you know, finding my inner self and using the power that I have and not put that on anybody else. Because I feel like that would cause me to get out of my head, you know? And I feel like ultimately it worked because he came as fast as he did. So that was pretty, pretty amazing. But I guess he was he was moving down through the birthing canal, and I started to feel things, you know, start to change a little bit. And I was grunting and making noise and just comfortable. And I told Patrick that I felt like I had two pushing contractions, you know, whatever that means. It was just like, it was an involuntary reflex for me. And he's like, okay, all right, I'll go tell the midwife. And so he did. And sure enough, she actually heard me from the other room. So she came in and she's like, yep, the baby is on his or her way. And, she was basically, ready, and it was almost midnight. It was 12:15. And she's like, well, do you want to have this baby on the 13th or the 14th? I guess we'll see. And it's crazy because I had no idea that all that time had passed. You know, to me, it was like, oh, you know, she just got here around 8:45 and not much time has passed. And yeah, so it was crazy to me that it was that time. And he came at 12:19 a.m. So he picked his birthday for the 14th.
Wow.
So, yeah, but it was amazing. It was everything that I ever wanted. And so much more. And I felt like my son guided me through that. And it was such an amazing experience together. I'm so glad that I could be present for everything and feel everything. You know, it was so powerful for me.
That's incredible. I feel like you could do a little seminar or a meditation, a kind of guided meditation for visualization for mamas of the birth experience, because the peace and the serenity that I feel like you bring, and just your personality, and just this long time that I've known you, Shante, but in that, along with this conviction and this competence, I feel like I get it. Like when you describe the birth experience, you describe, you know, the magic of it and the perfect night and everything. I feel all of that as a result of how you're able to tell it. And so I, you know, my wish and prayer and hope is that other mamas are getting that sense for themselves as well and can take that energy, kind of like how you were transmuting your energy to the objects around you. You're now getting the opportunity to transmute the energy of sharing this birth story into other mamas to take with it and do what they can in their own experience and make it their own.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Absolutely. I feel like it's important for other women to know their options and to feel confident in themselves. You know, even myself being exposed to, you know, this idea of home birth and going that route, I still had my doubts and my wonders. And, you know, when I was laboring, I'm like, well, is it going to get more intense than this? Am I going to need to go to the hospital? I was still kind of in that, had that in the back of my mind, just because it was unknown territory. And I just continued to trust, and I wrote it out, and it didn't get any more crazy, you know. Luckily, I'm so blessed. I loved it though.
How do you feel like the birth experience has supported you or prepared you for postpartum and now mamahood?
Well, I think that I focused a lot on pregnancy and the birth, and I didn't really consider so much the postpartum.
Right there with you. Right there with you, girl.
Yeah. So there's so much to give, you know, to the idea of postpartum, and that really should be, you know, stressed on, you know, for new moms. And oh my gosh, like all of these things, your body, you have a different body. You have a newborn now. You need to take care of yourself. You need to take care of your newborn. All of these changes, it's pretty crazy. But for me, I'm still trying to figure it out, you know? And it's just something that I'm thankful for the support that I have with my husband. You know, if I ever get into like, you know, an emotional time or a challenging situation, he's pretty good at, you know, he listens to me and then he gives us a solution. He helps me to find a solution, you know, to make things a little bit easier on me, and always making sure that I'm well fed and well hydrated, and that I have proper mental, you know, sanity, where I'm getting outside and going for walks. And I think that that was the hardest thing for me. You know, being in the Northeast, we have a lot less, warm days, you know, and especially being this time of year, normally we would go out walking, you know, all the time, just Patrick and I. It doesn't matter what the temperature is, can be snowing, cold, all that. It was just important to me to have that fresh air and for clarity and to be able to talk. And that I wasn't really able to have, you know, having Eamon, my son, because we couldn't bring him out in the cold, you know. And that was a little bit of a challenge. So I would say to moms, just make sure that if you can't get outside with your newborn, see if you can have like a family member or a friend come over and watch your baby for just a little bit, and you go out and just walk in the neighborhood. I definitely used that a couple of times, you know, had my mom come over and Patrick and I were able to go outside.
That's a great idea. I love that suggestion. Yeah. It's amazing what it can do. And I think we commonly, frequently underestimate the value of just standing outside for a few minutes and what good it can do us. That's awesome. Shantae, you're so great. I'm so happy that we could connect and that you could come on the show and share this experience. As we kind of wrap up here, is there anything else, any final words of wisdom or resources or anything like that that you'd just like to share with listeners and to the Doing It at Home community?
Well, I would say that you're listening to a great podcast because I think that you have a lot of, you give a lot of good information, and hearing from other moms, you know, try to just familiarize yourself with birth as much as you possibly can, you know, before you actually experience it yourself. Try to hear other moms' birth stories, go onto YouTube, there's beautiful videos, and just, you know, meditate and get yourself there before you're even there. And I think that that can help guide you into having the experience that you truly want to have. So that really helped me so much.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And that's fantastic advice. Particularly, I think the YouTube videos and just looking at home births and looking at birth, because if you're anything like me, you've never seen a birth outside of health class. So I know that really helps to put yourself into that space and that visualization. And Shantae, you rock. You're awesome. This was thank you for coming on the podcast and sharing your beautiful, beautiful story. And, you know, I'm just so thrilled for you and Patrick and Eamon and just everything you guys have got.
Well, thank you guys so much for providing me the opportunity to share our story.
Quick note about the Doing It at Home podcast. Matthew and I are not doctors or medical professionals, and nothing we say should be taken as medical advice or opinion. If you have medical or health-related questions, please take them to a trained professional. We're here simply to entertain you with stories and conversations about pregnancy, birth, and parenthood.
Does your father know you're listening to this podcast? Well, when you're done, why don't you stop by and check out a show that is 100% dad-approved. Dadages. Hi there, I'm Chad Higley. If you're looking for useful insights and practical advice you can actually apply to work, family, education, philanthropy, and just life in general, check out Dadages. That's Dadages, wherever you listen to your podcasts.